And we're with Justin Sherlock, who is the mayor of Daisy, North Dakota. And of course, Daisy, as you know, suffered another torrential rainstorm in a short period of time, some 4, 5, or 6 inches recorded in the area. What's the current situation for tonight, Justin?
Hey, Steve. Say, yeah, we're pumping water to beat heck up here in Daisy. It looks like we've got some more rain on our way. So basically everyone in town kind of banded together, and we've got several pumps going. We're pumping water away from people's houses and out of basements into the community park and other areas in town, and then we're pumping that water out to a slough near town. So it's kind of a group effort, and we've had good luck and support from the county and state and federal officials to kind of do what we can to get some water away as quick as we can here. American Red Cross brought out some water and cleanup kits for us and dropped those off in town. So those are available for residents up at the city hall, and we're just kind of all banding together, doing what we can to try and get rid of some of this water. So,
and your residential water has been shut down. When do you expect to get that back?
Yeah, we shut it down as a safety precaution. Our lift station's having a hard time keeping up with all this groundwater and flood water from houses. So we're expecting to probably have the city water shut down to at least tomorrow. As soon as the lift station can get caught back up, we'll turn that water back on for residents. But for the time being, we've got some facilities uptown and water available for them. So we're doing what we can to make people comfortable and do what we can to get by.
And you got porta potties set up, and that community center will be set up at least till 10 o'clock tonight?
That's correct. Yep. The porta potties will be, they're outside. They're available anytime people need. And community center will be open till at least 10 for people to come up, get some water, and relax in the air-conditioned building. And if they have questions, any comments, concerns, they can come up there. If they weren't flooding before, some people's houses are just starting to get water in them now, even this afternoon. So, if they haven't had water before but they are now, they can come on up, let us know. We've got some pumps in town. We've got some people helping out. We can come that way and try and help them get that water out if we can.
And how many structures, residential and commercial structures, have water in their basements?
I don't have an exact count right now. I know there's been at least half a dozen or better homes that have had water in them. I'm not sure about any commercial buildings at the time, but I do know both of the churches had some water in the basement. They're trying to get those church basements cleaned up a little bit, and I'm really thankful. We've got a good community. Everyone, as soon as this water kind of overwhelmed us this morning around 4 or 5 o'clock, people started coming together, and by 7 o'clock, we were pumping water all over town trying to get things cleaned up and keep it moving. So we've got a good community here for that. We all came together, and we're doing what we can. So.
And Justin, what time this morning did that torrential rain shower hit, and what are some of the rain gauges saying as far as the total amount that you got from this system?
Yeah, so this morning the rain came in about a quarter to four this morning is when the real heavy rain started. You know, as a farmer, when you hear heavy rain on the roof, you kind of just roll over and say, well, don't need to be up early this morning, but that changed in a hurry today. So, about 4 o'clock, and a lot of people in town said they had right about 4 1/4 inches today, right in Daisy. We've heard of higher amounts outside of town, but you go 6 miles south of us and they had 1/10 of an inch to 1/2 inch is all they got. It's crazy how it came through today.
And you've had some torrential rain showers this summer, several of them it's like you got a target on your back this summer.
Yeah, Daisy's, just the other day we had a little rain cell that dumped almost 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch. It was about 2 miles high and 2 miles long either side and jumped right on Daisy. So we had almost 4 inches of rain last week. In 2 days, and then we had almost 3 inches the week before that, and I've lost track of even how much rain prior to that too. We've had several inches per week for several weeks now, so we're getting overwhelmed with water. There's really nowhere else to put it at this time, so that's where we've been working with state and federal officials trying to figure out how to get some of this water away from town in an emergency process right now. So we're working on that. But I think that'll be the challenge long-term is, this is the second time Daisy has had this type of flooding from water kind of surrounding our community in the last decade. So one of the big things, we've already started working on it with our engineers that we use and consult, but we really need to work on a permanent solution and work with these county, state, and federal agencies to try and figure out, what what we can do about the high water levels around us. It's affecting lots of North Dakota, but you know, we've got a very large body of water right beside town, and we just don't have anywhere to go with water when we have these big emergency events like this.
Justin Sherlock, the mayor of Daisy, North Dakota, our guest here on NewsDakota.com.